Your heavenly Father, in the person of Jesus, left the throne and gave up his majesty as God of the universe to come and rescue you himself. That is love. Welcome to session 3 of Arise and Shine's devotional. Today we are talking about the holiness of the Bible. I have had dear people in my life who I love and care for deeply who have challenged me as they question the validity of the Holy Bible because there's so many others. Like, how do I know that mine is the truth? What about other religions and their Bibles and their gods? I can start by answering, there is only one who rose from the dead and conquered death, and that is Jesus Christ. There is no other. Now, I want to read to you an excerpt from chapter 3 of Arise and Shine. It's by David Guzik, and this is his challenge to the question of the validity of the Holy Bible. He says, "The difference is that the Bible's claim to be Holy Scripture has been tested and proven through the centuries. Every generation gives rise to those who really believe they will put the last nails in the coffin that will bury the Bible. Yet it never, never works. The Bible outlives and outworks and out-influences all of its critics. It is an anvil that has worn out many, many hammers." And to the critic who claims anyone could write a book and say that it is inspired by God, we simply say, please do. Write your book. Give it every claim of inspiration and let's see how it compares to the Bible in any way you want to compare. We invite the smarter critics of the Bible to give us another Bible, something more inspired, something with more life-changing power. The great critic or professor or skeptic is surely smarter than a Galilean fisherman 2,000 years ago, having all the qualifications, all the culture, all the brain power necessary. It should be easy for them to write something greater than the Bible. But of course, this is impossible. There is no equal to the Bible, and there never will be. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And guys, there's one way. There's one way. No one can find a different way or another route. It is through Jesus Christ. And listen, truth is not an opinion. We do not all get to say, well, I believe this, so that is my truth. There is actually truth. There is a truth. It's crazy and dangerous when we are talking about eternity. We better make sure that what we believe is actually truth and that we are not deceived. We have to be humble enough to think, you know what? Maybe I am. Maybe I don't have it right. Because there are many false religions with faithful, sure followers who are literally betting their lives on it. The enemy has created religions for the sole purpose to cause confusion and to keep people from the truth of the gospel. And that is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in all the fullness of God, in human form, came to be the perfect sacrifice once and for all, to be cleansed of our sins and reconciled to God so that we can spend eternity in heaven. I want to tell you a quick story from the movie Taken. Liam Neeson is the main character who plays Brian Mills. He's a retired CIA officer. Toward the beginning of the story, Kimmy, his daughter, begs him to allow her to go to Paris with her friend Amanda. Her father warned of the dangers given his experience, but Kimmy insisted. Their first day in Paris, while Kimmy was on the phone with her father, she saw Amanda get taken by sex traffickers. Kimmy and her dad both knew that they were coming for her next. Brian stayed on the phone with her and directed her in every step up until they slid her out from under the bed. Can you imagine? But her father's expression was not of fear. It was resolve and intention. And her father did not waste a moment. Every move he made, every word was purposed toward the feat to getting his daughter back. When someone challenged his will, he told them, "I will tear down the Eiffel Tower if I have to." Brian would stop at nothing until his daughter was safe in his arms. He flew across the world, walked to the ledge of a fifth-story building, killed countless men, stole cars, drove against oncoming traffic, called in reinforcements, jumped from a bridge, impersonated an officer. Like, I could go on and on. But when he finally saved his daughter, having taken out every man involved to get to her, she said to him, "You came for me." And he simply responded, "I told you I would." You have likely not been kidnapped, but have you ever experienced a love like that? Someone who would stop at nothing to rescue you. I want to know that someone is willing to fight for me. Taken's hero father may have gotten up from his retirement couch, you know, his retirement position on the couch to rescue his daughter. But your heavenly father, in the person of Jesus, left the throne and gave up his majesty as God of the universe to come and rescue you himself. That is love. And we see our hero's story in Isaiah 59. I encourage you to read the whole thing, but I'm going to pull out a couple verses. It says, "The Lord looked and was displeased to find that there was no justice. He was amazed to see that no one intervened to help the oppressed. So he himself stepped in to save them with his strong arm. He put on righteousness as his body armor and placed the helmet of salvation on his head. Because there was no justice and no one to help the oppressed, God came to do it himself through the life of Jesus." And notice, he put on the armor himself, and later in Ephesians 6 told us to do the same so that we could continue the ministry that Jesus started. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a whole lot of the world that still needs saving, and God is raising up an army. There is a harvest of people ready and hungry for truth and in need of hope. They need to know who Jesus is. I don't mean they need to go to church and sit in a pew every Sunday. I mean, they need to actually meet Jesus. Jesus did not only come to save the world, but to reveal the heart of the Father. So many people are missing the heart of God because they grew up imagining him angry and just ready to punish them. But the opposite is true. Listen to this. This is John chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "The Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness." As God's soldiers, if we do not believe in the complete holy word of God and know God as love, nothing else matters. We can do nothing of true value, of eternal value, without both the truth of the gospel and the love of God. That is why the belt of truth is listed first among the rest of the armor. The greatest truth is to know that Jesus died to save us, to make a way for us to spend eternity in heaven. If you have never accepted this truth and asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to lead your life, now is a great time to do that. You just pray. Say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for your love and your sacrifice on the cross for my sins. Thank you for making a way to heaven through your resurrection. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you for washing me clean. I surrender my life to you. Teach me your ways and lead me into my divine purpose." In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, that is it for this devotion today. Join me for our next devotion when we chat about how we live out righteousness. What happens when we don't behave righteously? And what is the difference between conviction and condemnation? All right, if you still do not have my book, I'm just teasing, you can get your copy on my website. It's on sale, 30% off through the month of April. You can grab your signed copy. Also, if you'd like to invite me to speak at a church event or women's group, you can request that on my website as well. That's jamieandthompson.com. Thanks for listening, guys. If this blessed you, ministered to you, share it. Help me get the word out. Like and subscribe, all that good stuff. Thanks for being here.